And there's a few of them in there that I think I left that I didn't go over, but they're just other versions of things, so I'm leaving those. But I want to look at the one that's called Hello Name CSS Class, and hopefully you have it. Yay. Okay, so what I did there, and the reason I wanted to go over this one is basically those of you who haven't had much HTML. If you have a, much CSS I meant. If you have a situation where you want to take and make a certain thing have a certain style, the lights are absolutely wrong, aren't they?
Yeah.
There. You can put up a class. You can create a class. And I did it down here where I said echo H2L class equals class CSS. Okay? So I've got the class equals class CSS. And then because I've set that up as a class, I come up here in my style, and I put a dot in front of it, and I can say class CSS. So anything that has the class CSS will follow that particular style. Okay? So I can set it up. I can also use ID. And if I use ID instead of class, this becomes a number sign instead of a dot. And IDs can only be used once. So you tend to use IDs for big picture things and not for small things. Class can be used multiple times. But ID can only have one of that particular ID. Okay? So you can stick in when you want a particular style for one H2, but not for other H2s, then you can stick it in. Okay? So then I went on, and I want to talk about the quotes in that. Okay, so the one that I just pointed to, I have echo and I have double quotes, and then I need to use quotes again. And the problem is that if I use a double quote here, it will be considered a close of the first double quote. Okay? So I can't use a double quote when I bring this in and I need quotes there. So I can switch to a single quote. So my class is enclosed in a single quote there. Okay? And that works fine. Another way of doing it is on the line beneath it where I have a slash in front, and that tells it that the slash in front of the quotes means that it's a separate set of quotes as opposed to something that would close the original quote. Okay, so the slash will work, and it tells it that that's really just quotes around something else. Okay. And then I put in the one where I tried to use just plain double quotes and I commented it out because this one doesn't work. Okay? So I have to either switch to a single or use the slashes. Okay? Because it won't work otherwise. Okay? So I wanted to point that one out. In fact, I need to have that up. Yes. Okay, so I am going to switch over into the second group. As I said, I think I went over most of these. There are a few that aren't there, but they're going over. There are other examples of the same things that I've already looked at. I would suggest you look at them. Okay. So second group PHP. Okay, I have a bunch of things going on in this one. And the one I'm going to look at first is actually the one called Sentence, and My Sentence is the PHP. So it starts out as an HTML. Come on. Okay, so this one, I have a form that I set up. And notice this one is in HTML. I went to sentence.html. This is totally HTML. And it is passing information to a PHP. Okay, so if I click here and pick the elephant, lumbered down the hill, and I pick indigo, and then say send information, it gives me a sentence that is included all of those things that I selected. Okay. So then if I come back and refresh page, that cleans it out. Okay. So if we look at this code, I'll get this yet. Okay. So I started out, and on my form, I am calling the mySentence.php. Okay. And I'm calling it using the method post. And again, I've got two methods there. I've got the get and the post. Okay. So when I did this, so the dog ran, up the stream, whatever, orange. Okay, now when this goes over and I look up here at the top, I don't have any of the data because I use the post. If I use the get, I would have seen the data that was being passed up there after the PHP. And it shows me the data that's being passed. But since I used post here, you're not seeing the data that got passed. Okay. So I've got the form action, etc. Then I set up a line that has noun, verb, clause, and color on it. And then I came down and I set up the different things. Okay, so the first one is I've got a select, and the size equals 4, which means that it is only showing 4 things. Okay, and since I have more than 4 things in there, it then puts in the sidebar that I can go up and down. Okay, but it only shows 4 at a time. Then I said, okay, the name of this is going to be noun. So when I send it over, I am sending over noun. And then I set up my options, and the option has a value of the dog, so that's what's being sent. And what shows up on the form is this, okay, what is being sent. So I've got the option, I've got the value is the dog, and then showing up on the form is the dog. Okay, if I then go down, the next one is a verb, and that one I don't have anything after, so it just showed it as one. Okay, and I have to go down to pick up what is going to be shown, what is going to be sent. Whatever is going to be sent is going to be sent under the name verb.
Okay.
Then I went down, and my next one has a bunch of radio buttons. Okay. So there I've got a series of radio buttons, and they all show, and they all have a name of clause. So clause is what's going to be sent. Okay, so I have radio buttons, and they can pick out a radio button that they want to send, and that will be clause. And then the last one is back to using option. This time I said size is 7, and there are 7 things, and so all of them show. Okay, because there are 7 things, so all of them show. And the bar is not active. Okay. So then I come down and I say, I've got set up my type equals submit, and the value that I put on it is send information. Okay. And so when I hit the submit will send over all of those things. Noun, verb, clause, and font color. Okay, so it sends over all of those things. Noun, verb, clause, and font color, because those are the 4 names on the 4 different categories. You should also note the refresh page. The refresh page is actually JavaScript. So this particular program has HTML, CSS, JavaScript in it, and the next one that we go to will have the PHP. So this says JavaScript location reload true. And refresh page will do that, and so it reloads and it basically cleans it to the original. Okay, so that is a really nice clause to have on, because cleaning things out is a pain, and that one's an easy way to do it. Okay, so at this point now, I'm sending the stuff over. And when it goes over, okay, it's that. And if I go to my sentence, this is how it got sent. Okay, so I have the noun, verb, clause, and font color are all being sent and received using the post method, because I said my method was going to be post, so they're all being received using the post. Okay? So that gets me the 4 things that I need. Then I set up this, and I always remember what it's called, forget what it's called. I think there's another example that actually tells you what this is called. And I will try very hard to remember it, but I'm not. Okay, so I'm setting up here something called My Style. And what this does is these 3 less than signs and then a name lets me put a lot of things in here that will apply to my style. So there's info, and info has a color of font color and a font size of 16. So I'm setting up what I call my style, and I am got multiple things that I want to put in it, and one way to put multiple things in is to have the 3 less than signs and then make up a name, whatever name you want. Then later on you close that name, and I've closed it and it's got a semicolon. Now the interesting thing is that the close has to be right over against the margin. So even if you've indented the rest of it, the info has to be right over against the margin. Okay?
Question?
Yep.
So does that style then, my style, you can pick that up again in other PHP programs, the same style, or is it
no, within it's here? For this. So then I now have, down here I use print this time as opposed to echo, and I've got print, and I've said I want to print and I want to use a division, so I'm throwing HTML in there, even though I'm in PHP, I can incorporate HTML. So I'm saying print, and make that a division that has a style equal to my style. So I'm telling it to set up a division with a style of my style. But it's using a print, which is a PHP statement. So on that one little thing there, I am putting in a PHP print, a div from HTML, and my style, which contains CSS. Okay? Which is kind of interesting, the way it lets you incorporate all of this. And then I said print noun, and then I said print the verb, then I said print the clause, and then I did a print of close division, which basically does just that. It closes the division, but I can set up paragraphs or divisions or anything that I want, or headers. These could have been headers if I wanted to size and things for that. But putting this all in a division allows me to say the division is going to have this style. So the style goes with everything that I put into the division. Okay, if you look at the view source, okay, this is what is getting sent down, which is kind of interesting. Okay, so it sends down my sentence, okay, which was outside the PHP. My sentence was outside the PHP. It sent that down. Then it sent down, okay, the next thing it sent was a division. And it said division, and it said, here's what the color is, so it resolves that. I had said to use the style, it was called my style, it resolved that and came up with the fact that the color was orange and the font size was 16. Then it resolved all of these things by saying, okay, here's what the noun is, here's what the verb is, here's what the clause is. So it came out, the dog ran up the stream. And then it closed the division. So you can see that it passed it over as a closed division. Then it closed the body and closed the HTML. So it's just kind of interesting how it takes and resolves that and sends it down.
Good question.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all on the sentence. It's all spaced. But is that because of the space between the print and...
Yeah, I was going to go back to that. If you go back to my sentence, which I don't think I still have open. So if you go back to sentence, there it is, edit. When I set these up, I set them up so they would work like that. So notice the clause, the values all have a space in front of them. Okay, and if you go back and look up at noun, okay, actually it's verb. Okay, I could have put the space at the end of noun. I didn't. I put it at the beginning of verb. Okay. So I have noun coming up, then when it prints verb, it prints a space first, then it prints clause, it prints a space first. So that's how it spaced it out.
There.
Then it would all be mushed together. Yeah. Yep. There are some places in PHP when it leaves a space that I wouldn't necessarily know it was going to leave. Sometimes it surprises me. But the nice thing is you look at the output, and if you see too many spaces or not enough spaces, you fix something.
But basically that won't do a break. So it will never all be on the same line.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't have those spaces there, everything would speed. It wouldn't go down the next line.
No, right.
You have to put a break in there. For
yes, and that I did in the next one. If you look at the next follow through on that, which is sentence con, and I don't think there's any difference in this one. It was just I want to call something different. So this one is calling my sentence con. And I don't think I did anything different. No, it's all the same. Okay. But when I look at my sentence con, the difference here is that I wrote it all out as a concatenate. Okay? So I wrote print, noun, verb, and clause. And I put them all on one line as a concatenate. And that got me the same results. Okay, so if I come down here and go back, actually, I lost it somehow. And I'm not even going to get it in history, okay? Oh, there it is. All right, I didn't lose it. So if I come back here and do this one as my sentence con for connected, basically. Okay, so I'm going to have the bird flew into the cage. Okay, and the bird flew into the cage. And first of all, the source looks exactly the same. So it made no difference that that was what the source was. The source was exactly the same. Okay. So that one is doing the connecting with it. I like Echo better than print. Echo has, I think, a little less restrictions on it, a little more flexibility. That's one of the things that I'd like you to do is do a little bit of research on the Echo and print. And we'll talk about it more on Thursday. But the Echo and print have slightly different variations on it. And as I said, we'll look at it on Thursday. Okay. Payroll Basics is another one I want to look at. There's a series of these, and they go and they call Payroll Calc. So if I look at Payroll Basic, okay, it is doing a similar thing of taking in a form, and it's going to call Payroll Calc. Okay, so I'm taking in the employee name, the pay per hours, the hours worked. Okay, and I am using the POST method. I am going to be sending over employee name, pay per hour, and hours worked. Okay, because I've set up the form, and I am sending over those names. employee name, pay per hour, and hours worked. Okay, then I have a submit button that says the value on it is pay. Okay. So if I go in and now look at the next one, which is payroll calc. That's not what I wanted. Okay, payroll calc is receiving the things that I sent. Now on this one, I ended up doing it a little differently. I have the PHP outside the HTML. Okay. Don't have to, I could have included it right down when I come to the PHP. But I have up here the PHP where I'm receiving employee name, I'm receiving pay per hour, I'm receiving hours worked, and then I'm doing the calculation and storing it in a variable called $pay. So I took in the information in the PHP, then I switched over to the HTML and included all my style and everything there. Then I went down to the body and I said, okay, I'm going to put out a header in HTML. And this one I flipped back and forth. So I said, okay, I'm going to put out a body line in the body. I'm going to put out an H1. Then I'm going to start a division and put out employee name. Then I'm going to switch over to PHP and echo out the employee name. Then I'm going to close the PHP, and I'm going to go over and skip down a couple of lines and write pay. Then I'm going to go back to PHP and write it out, and then I'm going to close the division. So I'm flipping in and out of PHP on this one, okay? Not necessarily what I would do, but I just wanted to show you that I can do this. I can flip back and forth between HTML and PHP. Okay. So if we look at this one and run it, what was it called? Payroll Basics. I've got too much open. Okay, so here is my HTML form. And I'm taking in the employee name and the pay per hour and the hours worked. Okay, so that's my HTML. And then I'm saying, okay, calculate pay, and it comes up with 2,500. Okay. Now, if I look at the view source on that, it all gets put together, and I obviously wrote this one back in my XHTML days because you see the slash in there. Remember, the VR, in XHTML, they said everything had to close. And BR doesn't ever close. So they said, ha-ha, we're going to show you. And they made it a BR space slash so that the open and close was all together. And then they could claim that BR had a close. Okay. So that was in XHTML. XHTML had a lot of strict rules about that. They also, XHTML required everything being a container. So you couldn't have anything that wasn't enclosed in tags. So anyway, that being said, when I copied and pasted this, I left the slash in inadvertently. And so that's not needed. It could just be BR, BR when I wrote it. but I left the slash in inadvertently. And it's not a problem. It will even validate. HTML will even validate with that br space slash. Okay, so they don't throw it out. But I just to mention that. So they came up with the division. They said employee name, Susan Ash, skip two lines, put out the pay at $2,500. And that's what got passed over to the browser. Okay, and there I wrote the information out. Okay. Now again, if I go back and look at it, oh good. Is that it? No. I hate when I do that. So again, what I've got here is at the very top, I started out with PHP, and I took in all of the data. And as I mentioned in another class, I tend to keep the names the same because I confuse myself, but they don't have to be. I'm taking in employee name. I could give it another name here for my PHP because I'm assigning it to something. Okay? I tend to assign it to something of the same name, as I said, mainly because that way I can keep track a little bit better of what the name is. But you don't have to. I could have just called that EMP or something like that. Okay? Because I'm taking in what was passed using the post method and then assigning it to a PHP variable. Okay? And that PHP variable could be another name. Then after I took it in, I even did the calculation up here. So I said pay per hour times hours worked, store that in pay. So I did my calculation there. So now I've got all of my data set up. Okay, I've got my data all set up. Now I go into my HTML and I write out the information. I've got color for background color and all the styles set up in it. Then I stay in HTML to put in the division. Then I say employee name. So all that was done in HTML. If I had wanted to, I could have put employee name and this all in a paragraph or whatever. And then I flip to PHP and say, okay, now that you've got that written, go and echo out the employee name. Okay, but employee name was created in PHP, so I have to be in PHP to use it. So I flip over to PHP, say put out the employee name. Close PHP, go back and put out the BRs and the literal pay, and then flip back and echo out pay. Okay? Now that could have all been done with echoes. Okay? But I, at this point, wanted to flip in and out, and so I flipped in and out just to show you how that would work. But in the last one we looked at, remember I put division inside a print statement that I was doing. So I did that. Here I kept division out. And the division is outside. And then I wrote some of it, but when I needed to write the PHP, I flipped into PHP and wrote out the variable names. And then flipped back out again. Okay. So that's another way that you can do it. Okay, there are a couple of examples of this. And I've got too much open. Payroll Basic 1. Okay, and again, it's the same thing. I'm just calling payroll calc one. So I'm calling the same things. So if I go to payroll calc one, okay, this one I did pretty much the same thing, except I now said, okay, I want to format the pay and make it come out with dollar signs and that sort of thing. And so if I go in here and I go in and I write payroll calc 1, or whatever this was called, just put a 1 on it, payroll basics 1. Oops, that's a little bit too much per hour. Okay, so now I am seeing the dollar sign, which I put out as a literal, and then I said format the number as two decimal places, and that also throws in the comma. So that pay format is going to contain the formatted number. So again, I took it in at the top, but this time I said I want to format the number. Okay, so that allows me to do that. And then when I come over here, I did the same thing that I did in the other one, except that I echoed out the pay format. Okay, so the only change I made here was echoing out the pay format and calculating the pay format. I have far too many things opened. Okay, now if I look at payroll basic 2, that's again the same thing. It's just that I'm calling calc 2. And if I look at calc 2, this time I took and I didn't take in the data up at the top. I'm taking it in down in the PHP. Okay, down in the body. So I've got the PHP that again is taking that data in, but instead of doing it up at the top, I did it as the first thing in the body. So I took in my data, did my calculation, formatted it, and then printed out the same way that I did before. But this time I've got my PHP post information in the body as opposed to up at the top. And 6 1/2 dozen of another. Usually you end up doing it at the beginning of the body or outside or something, but you end up doing it first because basically you want to get the data and then you're going to do something with the data. So you want to get the data. And then just quickly, the third one, which is actually the fourth one, okay, I did more of including it. I wrote out the division employee name, but then when I got to the PHP, I put out the employee name and then said I'm going to just stay here, put out the two BRs, put out the word pay as an echo, and then put out pay format. Okay, and I obviously could have taken and put employee name out as an echo. And I could have put division in there, put that out as an echo. I can do all of that, which is what I did on the one that we looked at originally. Okay, but this one is now incorporating it, not going in and out of the PHP, but once I go there, I just decided to stay there. So you got a lot of flexibility in how you want to write this stuff. And we are out of time. So we will finish up some, a few more things that I want to show you in the second group on Thursday. And then look at third group, which I'll put up.
Do you have any luck finding me a room?
Pardon me?
Do you have any luck finding me a room?
No, mainly because I forgot about it.
This one has a class of five.
Huh?
This one has a class of five.
This one has a